Alaska soldiers are weighing in on the Beau Bergdahl case. Bergdahl was an Army infantryman who was part of a unit within the 4th Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, stationed at Fort Richardson when he walked away from his post in Afghanistan in 2009. The case has drawn national attention and is even the focus of Season 2 of Serial, a wildly popular podcast. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, what soldiers are saying about the case and the podcast depends on who you ask.
If you're like me, this music makes you salivate. But if you're a member of the 501st Infantry's Blackfoot Company in the summer of 2009 when Bergdahl went missing, it's hit or miss whether the music strikes a chord.
I just started listening to Serial because it was recommended by no less than five people that I trust that served with me.
Nick Tabachka was a staff sergeant when he retired from the Army in 2013. He knew Bergdahl. They were part of the same company when Bergdahl went missing. And Tabachka was actually the person who took both of the widely circulated photos of the then private first class. He and some other soldiers that were in at the same time as Bergdahl are paying close attention to the podcast.
I think why I like it is because I recognize a lot of those voices. And so when you know these people, it's actually a good report. And I'm not even a NPR or public radio aficionado. Really, I'm not.
Tabachka was one of three speakers at a University of Alaska Anchorage panel sponsored by the Political Science Association, a nonpartisan student group. Though many facts in the case are still unclear, there's no dispute over this. Bergdahl left his post, resulting in his capture by the Taliban and setting in motion an enormous manhunt across Afghanistan. Tabachka says that when he started hearing rumors that if Bergdahl were rescued from years of imprisonment, he likely wouldn't be tried, it made him furious.
And as an NCO at the time, and somebody who categorizes myself as a company man, I was always a fan of, you know, being fair and impartial when recommending both punishments and awards. So I'm thinking to myself, this is the worst thing that I've ever seen, and yet we're not going to pursue this to the fullest extent of the law.
In December, the Army announced it would be court-martialing Bergdahl over the desertion charge. And for Tabachka, a company man, it had the effect of the company recognizing its own rules, making good on what he'd understood was fair.
A lot of us are still trying to find closure, but what we've been trying to understand for almost 7 years, which is, why would you do that? Like, what was running through your mind? Serial has actually allowed us to do that because we're hearing excerpts from his own quotations. And so there's some disdain. People listen to it with hatred. For me, it's just more information and more closure.
One of the people who referred Tabachka to Serial is a first lieutenant named Ryan Morell, who got to Afghanistan just as the search for Bergdahl was escalating.
I do like the Serial podcast. It reminds me of This American Life, which is also a favorite show of mine.
Morell thinks that some of host Sarah Koenig's insights are very civilian-esque, but he says that the reporting does a good job of establishing the scale of bewilderment and betrayal felt by soldiers, which is something civilians can have a hard time appreciating when the topic of desertion comes up.
We've never really seen this before, at least not in the 20th century and not in this war. And to do such a sinful act, such a betrayal to your brothers, we have trouble conceptualizing it, fathoming that. Why would you conduct such a heinous act?
The Bergdahl court-martial case is set for August of 2016. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.